He descended the boarding ramp into the briny, fetid air of the hangar, then made his way through a cloud of still-swirling dust to the opposite side of the landing pad and ascended a brick staircase to the portmaster's office. Inside, he found only two Pedirians, both covered in the same bluish blisters and weeping sores as the humans he had glimpsed earlier. Small and slender, with long faces and delicate, vaguely avian features, the two Pedirians were perched on roosting stools, their back-folding knees tucked beneath their seats, and their toe talons locked tight around wooden crossbars. Both were tilted precariously forward, the communications officer over his comm equipment, and the portmaster over his slant-top desk, and both appeared sick and on the verge of collapse. Luke studied them through the white current, as he had with the Zipdel crew, and saw that their illness was an illusion. As much as he wanted to believe it was Abeloth deluding the inhabitants of Padir, he had his doubts. Dozens of Sith, including a couple of masters and a powerful lord, had spent weeks in Abeloth's company without perceiving her true nature, and he himself had failed to see through her deceptions for days as she lay in the Shadows medbay disguised as Dion Stad. Given how easily he was penetrating this illusion, it seemed unlikely to be Abeloth's doing. Luke crossed to the portmaster's desk and cleared his throat. The Pedirian barely raised his head.
"You would be Luke Skywalker? The Luke Skywalker?"
"That's right," Luke said. Although his face might not be well known on Padir, his name most certainly was. Decades earlier, he and Leia had helped free the Almanian system from the tyrant warlord who had been on the verge of pushing the Padirian species into extinction. "I'm looking for my wife's star yacht, the Jade Shadow." The portmaster nodded.
"So you have said. As I told you over the comm, nothing by that name has landed here."
He used a slender hand with three long fingers to tap a command into a datapad on his desk, then turned the screen toward Luke.
"Please look. You have just killed yourself for nothing."
"I doubt that." Luke peered down and found the spaceport traffic log on the screen. Though there were only 50 entries on the first screen, they went back nearly a month, and none of them was a Horizon-class space yacht. "The Shadow may not have landed in your spaceport, but I've already found all the evidence I need to prove the thief landed on Padir."
"As you walked across the landing pad?"
The portmaster scoffed. He rocked back on his haunches and looked Luke directly in the eye.
"You Jedi are good."
"Not that good," Luke said. He put a touch of force behind his words, using it to plant the lie he intended to tell more deeply in the portmaster's mind. "You see, she's the carrier."
"The carrier?"